This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I say commercial real estate, you most likely think, what, big urban skyscrapers or maybe an office park or strip mall out in the suburbs somewhere, right? Yeah, that does work, but there is a corner of that industry that's been pretty hot the past couple of years. Investment in student housing, university and college student housing, nearly tripled from 2014 to 2016, and it is still going strong. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has that one.
Forget the old on-campus cinder block dorms with perpetually sticky floors and the subtle, maybe not so subtle odor of last night's party. These are modern shared apartments in mostly off-campus buildings that rent by the bed. Ryan Lang is with ARA Newmark, a broker for student housing complexes across the country.
We just sold a $55 million asset at the University of Florida in Gainesville with modernized interiors. It actually had garages that were attached to the units. And one of the amenities that they had on site was a lazy river.
Yep, he just said lazy river. Transaction volumes for student housing peaked in 2016 at $10 billion. They were a bit lower last year, but so far, Lang says demand in 2018 has been strong. One reason, student housing is seen as recession-proof, or at least recession-resilient. When jobs are scarce, people go back to school or stay in school longer. Another reason is interest from foreign investors.
Back in 2014, only 2% of all student housing deals involved cross-border investors.
Jim Costello with Real Capital Analytics.
That jumped to 36% of those groups by 2017.
There are more investors interested in buying student housing than there are properties for sale, says Jacqueline Fitz, director of student housing at CBRE. But actually, for students, it's not such a bad deal.
You look at these amenity-rich complexes off-campus versus the on-campus housing, and you assume that they would be a lot more expensive. But they're not. Surprisingly, the costs are very similar.
As long as that fancy pool doesn't distract too much from the studying. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.